increasing good deeds towards the latter part of one's life. قال الله تعالى أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this particular verse in relation to this chapter where a person does good deeds his entire life, but towards the end of his life he increases his good deeds. And the verse that he has quoted, Allah Ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ, did we not grant you life, sufficient life, مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ, such that any person who wishes to ponder and reflect and take a lesson, he could do so in that lifespan that I have given you. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, and on top of that, Allah Ta'ala says, a warner has come to you as well. So two things have been mentioned. A warner has come to you, and Allah says, have I not given you sufficient life to ponder and reflect? So what is this lifespan that Allah Ta'ala is talking about? The muhaddithun, the ulama have mentioned, قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما والمحققون معناه أولم نعمركم ستين سنة. Many of them have said that sufficient lifespan in this world refers to 60 years of age. In other words, a person who has 60 years of age in this world, then this was a sufficient time for him to have reflected, pondered, and turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُؤَيِّدُ الْحَدِيثِ الَّذِي سَنَذْكُرُهُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And he will bring a hadith just now to give support to this view of 60 years. وَقِيلَ, another opinion is, مَعْنَاهُ ثَمَانِيَ عَشَرَةَ سَنَةً, 18 years old. So 18 years. 18 years in a person's life, when a person reached 18, it was sufficient for him to have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Allah and to do good deeds. So this is lesser than 60. وَقِيلَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, some said 40 years. This does not mean in the beginning of those years a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of this verse is that that amount of years that Allah has given you, whether it was 60, 18 years, 40 years, was sufficient enough for you to take a lesson and to ponder and reflect and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَهُ الْحَسَنُ وَالْكَلْبِيُ وَمَسْرُوقُ, these are the people who of the opinion that it is 40 years. وَنُقِلَ عَنِ ابْنِ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala also mentions another age, and he says, or he mentions, وَنَقَلُوا أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْمَدِينَةِ كَانُوا إِذَا بَلَغَ أَحَدُهُمْ 40 سَنَةً تَفَرَّغَ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. He says the people of Medina, it was their practice that the moment a person reaches 40 years, after that, then he'll become completely free for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after 40 years, only in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقِيلَ هُوَ الْبُلُوغُ, and some of the ulama said that this lifespan which Allah ta'ala has given and the amount of age or years, that it is sufficient for a person to turn to Allah and reflect and ponder and change his life and do good deeds, it is the time he becomes baligh. So from that time till he becomes baligh was sufficient time for him to have repented and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, that a warner has come to you. قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا وَالْجُمْهُورُ هُوَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Who is this warner? This is referring to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That Rasulullah came to us and he warned us about Jahannam, about disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we had sufficient lifespan and this warner came to us. وَقِيلَ أَشْشَيْبُ, some of them said warner in this ayah refers to old age. The moment a person sees a whiteness on his beard, on his hair, then this is a warning sign that now you must turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَهُ إِكْرِمَةَ وَابْنُ عُيِّنَةَ وَغَيْرُهُمَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. وأما الحديث عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أعذر الله إلى امرئ أخر أجله حتى بلغ 60 سنة, رواه البخاري. قال العلماء معناه لم يترك له عذرا إذا أمهله هذه المدة, يقال أعذر الرجل إذا بلغ الغاية في العذر. This hadith, we should listen very carefully to it. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Allah تعالى, after giving a person a lifespan of 60 years, Allah leaves no more excuse for him now. Allah leaves no more excuse for him. Like I normally give the students the example, a person who is absent from school or madrasa, He might give the excuse he was not well. So it's a valid excuse. Sometimes you may see genuinely had no transport, he lives very far. It's a valid excuse. Sometimes a funeral in the family. Sometimes this, sometimes that. So there are valid excuses that a person gives. But after a certain time, he has used up every single excuse a person can think of. And then he's got no more excuse. So the ustad or the teacher will say, now what excuse do you have? You have nothing, no excuse. You're giving a lame excuse. Your excuse is not valid. Like that, 60 years in this world, a person had sufficient time to repent to Allah, to turn to Allah. After that, now a person has no excuse to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had this problem, therefore I could not do this, I could not do that. Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. And we have seen so many ayahs of the Quran, ahadith, where Allah looks for excuses to forgive us. And therefore this lifespan that Allah has given us is something that we should value. And this particular hadith, 60 years have been mentioned, that is more than sufficient a lifetime a person has got to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, we're saying this chapter refers to increasing a person's amal towards the latter part of his life. So the moment a person reaches towards his age, now he should increase and not decrease his amal, his ibadah, his wazifas, his tilawat of the Quran, his dua, his tasbih, his dhikr. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, an ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, qal kana Umar radiallahu ta'ala yudkhiluni ma'a shaykhi badrin. فكأن بعضهم وجد في نفسه فقال لما يدخل هذا معنا ولنا أبناء مثله. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, used to include in his special gathering this young Sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma. So the other elderly Sahaba, who were those who were known as those Ashyakh of Badr, those who had participated in Badr, and they were elderly Sahaba, some of them felt a bit disappointed that why isn't Umar radiallahu ta'ala including our sons? We've got sons equivalent to the age of Abdullah ibn Abbas. What's so special about him that he's being included in our gathering? فقال عمر إنه من حيث علمتم. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that this is something that you should know why I'm including Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala one day shows them and proves to them the reason why he is including Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, a youngster in the circle of the elderly Sahaba, when they sat by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. فَدَعَانِي ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ. One day he calls me, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, one day Umar radiallahu called me. فَأَدْخَلَنِي مَعَهُمْ. He included me in this gathering. فَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَنَّهُ دَعَانِي يَوْمَئِذٍ إِلَّا لِيُرِيَهُمْ. And I don't feel except that he called me to show these Sahaba something, or the reason why he would always include me. فقال عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه posed a question to the Sahaba. ما تقولون في قول الله تعالى. What is your view and what do you have to say regarding the following verse of the Quran, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح, when the help of Allah تعالى comes and when victory comes. فقال بعضهم, some of them give the answer, أمرنا أن نحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى ونستغفره إذا نصرنا وفتح علينا. That we've been commanded in the verse when Allah gives us victory and Allah's help comes, then we must make the tasbih of Allah, we must praise Allah and ask for forgiveness. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر. Allah Ta'ala commands in this surah, then you see the victory of Allah comes and many, many people accepting Islam in great numbers, then you must glorify Allah, praise Allah, and seek His repentance. So this is what we understand. وَسَكَتَ بَعْضُمْ. Others remained silent. فَلَمْ يَقُلْ شِيَنْ. They did not say anything. فَقَالَ لِي. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab addressed me. He said, Abdullah ibn Abbas, أَكَذَلِكَ تَقُولْ. Do you have the same opinion? Are you saying the same thing? يَا ابن عَبَّاسِ. فَقُلْتُ لَا. I said, no, no. قَالَ مَا فَمَا تَقُولْ. Okay, what is your understanding? قلت هو أجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعلمه له. This verse, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح, when the victory of Allah comes, and when you see opening, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes, and Allah gives victory, and many people accept Islam now in great numbers, then you must glorify Allah and seek Allah's repentance. This is indicative of the fact that now the lifetime of Rasulullah SAW is now coming to an end. This is what I understand from this. That is why Allah is telling Rasul, now you must make more tawbah, more istighfar, despite the fact that Rasul committed no sins, but this is a lesson for us, and also a raf'i darajat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he must glorify and praise Allah more and more. قال إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح وذلك علامة 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 أجلك. That was actually a sign of the lifespan of Rasulullah is now coming to an end. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. فقال عمر ما أعلم منها إلا ما تقول. He says exacting what you are saying, understanding you have, this is the same understanding I also had when these verses came, or it was actually relating to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was now going to leave this world. رواه البخاري. So what is the point in this hadith? That towards the end of Rasulullah, his entire life, he made so much of ibadah. We did the other day, his sajdahs would be so long that his feet would become swollen. But despite all the ibadah that Rasulullah made in his life, so much, towards the end, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. More tasbih, more istighfar, more tasbih, more istighfar. Inshallah, tomorrow we see the other ahadith where Rasulullah towards the end of his life, in his ruku, in his sajda, reading the same dua, Allah, I'm praising you, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. So towards the end of a person's life, he should increase his tasbihat, increase istighfar. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah.